You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back, Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Got to give a shout out real quick to the Meadows Turkey Bowl and the great work that those guys are doing, from Jonathan Lavoie, guy, longtime listener of the show. Got to give a shout out to them. All right. 216-578-0850. We'll get some calls in here, and then Dan Wetzel will be with us right at around 2:30. So let's go back to these phone lines here, and let's get Greg in Youngstown. Greg, welcome to the show.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good, man.
Good.
You know, so maybe I don't get it, you know, because, I mean, you know, like, we heard Lewis Riddick, you know, you guys both echo it, and John Gruden. I respect all your guys' opinions very much. Maybe I just don't get it yet, but I'm thinking, if this was Johnny and he wasn't videotaped at a bar, and say it was just a report of him at a bar, would this be any different? Would we be making as big of a deal about it as we are now?
Well, I think it's with anything, when there's the evidence that's right in the face, it makes it a little bit worse. But I would imagine that if it was, you know, if people just said he went to a bar and he was fine, I don't think it would have been anything. But I think that it was the video, the nature of what was in the video, and I'm guessing the fact that it was made very, very clear to him that they expected him to not get involved in any of these types of things in a public manner as he did, that perhaps there would have been something, but the video and the pictures.
He was seeking the attention.
Yeah, because you saw him, the guy took the video, he's like playing to the camera.
Right.
Yeah. I think that the video played a bigger role, but I think that if the team felt, regardless of if there was a video or not, just might not have been as public of a thing, that they would have decided to handle it. Because, as Mike Penn said, he was very clear with the expectations for him when he left here.
Right, right. And, I mean, if he goes in and, you know, they had that meeting, you know, and he says, I can't have you drinking, and if you are drinking, I can't have it get out, you know, and obviously it did, you know. And I guess I understand, but I just was, you know, I didn't think that they'd be, you know, managing him that much to the point where they're telling him, you can do this, you can't do this. You know, but if that was the case, then, you know, I get it. He, you know, completely disobeyed his authority, and, you know, you got to pay the consequences.
Yeah, and I think it really, at the end of the day, is just that simple. And you know, it's Mike Pettine, as we've talked about, was reluctant to kind of turn it over to Johnny Manziel, talked about how much he trusted Josh McCown for so long, and then you had this, and that's what happened. So it's tough. By the way, Josh McCown is a nominee for the Art Rooney Sportsmanship Award. The NFL has 32 nominees every year. Josh McCown certainly very well deserving of that. Fantastic guy, and certainly have enjoyed getting to know and work with him. Let's go to Tom in California now. Tom, welcome to the show.
Tom?
You guys
Tom?
There?
Yes, yeah, sir. Hey, buddy. Tom.
Hey, happy Thanksgiving, guys. I haven't had a chance to call in a while.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it.
Same to you.
Yeah. I mean, it's been a rough couple of days. You know, first we had what happened at the Horseshoe, and then no Browns on Sunday, and then I found out that my car was totaled on Tuesday. But the worst thing I think I found out was this whole Johnny situation. And so when I heard you guys on Monday, I usually have to listen to the call a little bit delayed. I went back and looked at the video, and, you know, I guess I'm not 100% sure I see how he embarrassed the organization. I'm 46 years old. And I'm an ex-Air Force Academy grad, an Air Force officer, right? And I ran around in Southern California, much like Mr. Wilhelm did,
yeah,
about 10 years
time,
before
right?
him. Yeah, but so, I'll tell you, the thing I'm glad about is that there were no camera phones and social media then, because, you know, I probably would have a lot of things that I might be embarrassed about.
You and
right?
me both, brother.
Right.
Of course.
So, I mean, you know,
but I would
have...
imagine, let me just ask you this. If you sure. knew that those things were in existence and you knew that you were as popular as maybe the 10 most popular people or talked about or focused on people in the country, that I'd imagine you would conduct yourself with a little more discretion. One name that comes to mind is LeBron James, and I know from people who hang with LeBron James not afraid to get after it, but does so in a very intelligent manner. And remember, when he came here, somebody made, I don't remember who made this point, so I wish I could give them proper credit, and I'm sorry that I don't, but it was on Twitter. And it was somebody last night making the point that when Johnny came here, it was LeBron and Johnny. Remember? There
yes.
was a lot of that. You don't hear about that anymore. LeBron James has significantly distanced himself from Johnny Manziel.
He has, and rightfully so, because, you know, LeBron is an entirely different planet when it comes to Johnny Manziel. But LeBron now, at the point in his career, seeking a championship, a family man, prioritizing his business and his brand, can't be seen out in town or doing any type of business with someone who's as reckless with their brand as Johnny Manziel has been.
Absolutely. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, Dan Wetzel from Yahoo will join us on the Ohio Business Machines hotline to break down his take on the Johnny Manziel situation. Zagern Wilhelm, Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.